This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu will address a program organized by the National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi today on the occasion of Human Rights Day. Human Rights Day is observed every year on 10th December. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. The theme emphasizes that human rights are not just aspirational, but also a practical tool for empowering individuals and communities to create a better future. NHRC in a statement said that the day's celebration will be followed by a day-long national conference on mental well-being, navigating stress from classroom to workplace. It also added that more than 23 lakh cases of human rights violations have been registered and around 256 crore rupees is recommended as a relief to the victims of human rights violations since inception. It is the day the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR, in 1948. The UDHR serves as a global benchmark for the protection and promotion of human rights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana yesterday. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. The Prime Minister also distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Insurance for all is a key part of social security and crucial in eradicating poverty." The Prime Minister said, "Women have played a crucial role in taking the banking services to the villages." Mr. Modi said, "His government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said, "It is important that women get ample opportunities to become empowered and move forward." Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University in Karnal. Sanjay Malhotra will be the next governor for Reserve Bank of India. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet approved his name. He has been appointed to the post for a period of 3 years, starting from 11th of this month. Mr. Malhotra will succeed Shaktikant Das. The Rajasthan Cadre IAS officer of 1990 batch, Mr. Malhotra is presently serving as Revenue Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. With demonstrated leadership and excellence in his career of over 33 years, Mr. Malhotra has worked in multifarious sectors, including power, finance and taxation, information technology, mines, among others. The United Arab Emirates hosted a three-day founders retreat in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, bringing together over 60 leading Indian startup founders with UAE business leaders and policymakers. The event highlighted the growing economic partnership between the two nations and their shared commitment to innovation and growth. Co-organized by the UAE Embassy in Delhi offline and the UAE India SEPA Council, the retreat was a landmark initiative fostering transformative collaborations. Participating ventures averaging a valuation of $3.5 billion included founders from 13 Indian unicorns and 5 publicly listed companies, emphasizing the potential for closer investment ties. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia yesterday felicitated the Indian contingent for clinching 55 medals at the 10th Asia Pacific Deaf Games in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The Indian team, represented by 68 members, including 42 men and 26 women, secured 8 gold, 18 silver and 29 bronze medals at this Games held from 1st to 8th of December. The Philippine Office of Civil Defense said yesterday an urgent evacuation of around 87,000 people has been underway due to the eruption of the Canlon volcano. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that dense fog conditions are likely to prevail late at night and in early morning hours. That is the end of this news bulletin.